Numbers chapter 2, Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Numbers chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. Well, actually, before we begin reading, I should say that in this chapter, we're going to see the God-ordained arrangement of the Israeli camp. They didn't just camp anywhere and everywhere they felt like it. And I've said this before, but I'm going to repeat it. The Holy Spirit is not associated, I should say, with confusion and disorderliness. God is a God of order. He does things decently and in order. And some people think if you plan anything in advance, then you are automatically quenching the Holy Spirit. That's just not true. There should be room for spontaneity to be led by the Holy Spirit, but God works through plans also. And he had a definite plan for Israel's encampment, as we will see, beginning in verse 1. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, every man of the children of Israel shall encamp by his own standard, with a banner of their father's house over against the tabernacle of the congregation shall they encamp. And on the east side, toward the rising of the sun, shall they of the standard of the camp of Judah encamp throughout their armies. And Nashon, the son of Amminadab, shall be captain of the children of Judah. And his host, and those who were numbered with them, were 64,600. And those who do encamp next unto him shall be the tribe of Issachar. And Nathanael, the son of Zuar, shall be captain of the children of Issachar. And his host, and those who were numbered thereof, were 54,400. Then the tribe of Zebulun, and Eliab, the son of Helon, shall be captain of the children of Zebulun. And his host, and those who were numbered thereof, were 57,400. All who were numbered in the camp of Judah were 100,000 and 64,600 throughout their armies. These shall first set forth. So the tabernacle was right in the center of the camp. And then, immediately surrounding the tabernacle, were the Levites. The remaining tribes were gathered into four different groups, three tribes per group. One group camped on each of the four sides of the tabernacle. And it talks about a standard. A standard was a symbolic flag which identified each of the four groups. And then within each of the groups, every tribe had its own banner. And group one camped east of the tabernacle. It included the tribes of Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. Verse 10. On the south side shall be the standard of the camp of Reuben according to their armies, and the captain of the children of Reuben shall be Eleazar, the son of Shedeur, and his host, and those who were numbered thereof, were 46,500. Verse 12. And those who pitched by him shall be the tribe of Simeon. And the captain of the children of Simeon shall be Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai, and his host, and those who were numbered of them, were 59,300. Verse 14. Then the tribe of Gad, and the captain of the sons of Gad shall be Eliasaph, the son of Reuel, and his host, and those who were numbered of them were 45,650. All who were numbered in the camp of Reuben were 100,050, and 1,450 throughout their armies, and they shall set forth in the second rank. Verse 17, then the tabernacle of the congregation shall set forward with the camp of the Levites in the midst of the camp. As they encamp, so shall they set forward, every man in his place by their standards. So on the south side was the Reuben group, and this second group contained the tribes Reuben, Simeon, and Gad. When it was time to move out, Judah's group went first, and they were followed by Reuben, and then following the Reuben group were the Levites. The third division, or the third group, is given in verse 18. On the west side shall be the standard of the camp of Ephraim, according to their armies. And the captain of the sons of Ephraim shall be Elishama, the son of Ammihud. And his host, and those who were numbered of them, were 40,500. And by him shall be the tribes of Manasseh. And the captain of the children of Manasseh shall be Gamaliel, the son of Pedahzur. And his host, and those who were numbered of them, were 32,200. Then the tribe of Benjamin, and the captain of the sons of Benjamin shall be Abidan, the son of Gideoni. And his host, and those who were numbered of them, were 35,400. Verse 24, all who were numbered of the camp of Ephraim were 100,000 and 8,100 throughout their armies, and they shall go forward in the third rank. So following the Levites on the journeys was the Ephraim division, and it consisted of the tribes Ephraim, Manasseh, and Benjamin. They camped west of the tabernacle. 25. The standard of the camp of Dan shall be on the north side by their armies. And the captain of the children of Dan shall be Ahuzer, the son of Amminashad, Dai, and his host, and those who were numbered of them, were 62,700. And those who encamped by him shall be the tribe of Asher. And the captain of the children of Asher shall be Pagiel, the son of Akran. And his host, and those who were numbered of them, were 41,500. Verse 29. Then the tribe of Naphtali. And the captain of the children of Naphtali shall be Ahira, the son of Enan. And his host, and those who were numbered of them, were 53,400. All they who were numbered in the camp of Dan were 100,000, and 57,600. They shall go last with their standards. So to the north was the camp of Dan. And along with them were the two tribes of Asher and Naphtali. And there is a system to the way these tribes are grouped. Jacob's 12 sons, as you may recall, came from four different mothers. And with the exception of Asher, the tribes are grouped according to their motherly origins.